the Worldwide Podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 9 with verses 21 through 24. Or does not the potter have a right over the clay to make out of the same lump one vessel for a noble purpose and another for an ignoble one? What if God, wishing to show his wrath and make known his power, has endured with much patience the vessels of wrath made for destruction? This was to make known the riches of his glory to the vessels of mercy, which he has prepared previously for glory, namely us, whom he has called, not only from the Jews, but also from the Gentiles. I used to sit down and watch the Christmas tree lights every year, the day before Christmas, and I would say, one year from now, I'll be a year wiser. It stretches back as far as I can remember, 6, even 5 years old. Can it be that I've run out of wisdom or the ability to realize its growth in me? God has a right to mold you as he sees fit. Once you've felt his power and forgiveness, you feel ready to mold in his redemption. By your practice, prayer, and proclamation of sharing mercy, living redeemed. How long will God wait? Many have asked again and again and again and again since the birth of time. When will God show his wrath to clean up the evil Satanly seemingly prepares? God has shown his might to humanity, not in fables, but in the reality we live in each and every day. It's up to you and free will to experience God first in the Spirit, being led and inspired to seek his nourishment in word and deed, but most importantly, by his body and blood, where we see him grow in us as we experience heaven on earth, alive in his power, sharing what he calls us all to do in reaping souls for his kingdom. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord, please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We specifically call out the names of our children, Alexandra and Alan, asking for prayers of forgiveness, continued healing, the opportunity to heal. We pray for our children's names aloud, Gabriel, Julian, and Jeffrey. Our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot, innocent bystanders and selfishness. Prayers for those who've asked us to pray for them, those that we said that we'd pray for. We pray for those who are dying today, as we do each day. Lord, help those around them to experience. We pray for my dad's soul today. We have a picture of him on Google Maps for Reinhardt and Sons up in Jessup, Georgia, that's been viewed over 1,400,000 times. Lord, we thank you for your mercy, and those people that are seeing this photo see the face of Jesus and my brother and I and my father laying in rest. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Romans 9. We're in verses 21 through 24 this morning. It is a two-stanza poem, quad lines, that means four-word lines. Its title, Wrath Unfolds, Patience Weaned. Clay makes potter deems purpose ignoble or pristine. Power shown God's regime. Wrath unfolds, patience weaned. Mercy vessels his riches, glory his previously prepared. Called he minus snitches, Gentiles, Jews, neither impaired. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's December 21st, 2021. I'm recording this morning at 6:03 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Up early this morning. If you grow older, you just seem to want to get up and say hello to the world and the Lord and everything that goes on around you. And we ask for strength and finding the Lord in all things. And I hope you understood the titles today. Wrath Unfolds, Patience Weaned. I guess one day the Lord will get tired of... I think he probably does. Many of us realize it in different ways. We all get God's wrath in one way or another. But the joy of having him in your life is living redeemed. That's living without worry, because you have the Lord in your side all the time. He comes for you. He looks to you to be his disciple. Once you've surrendered to that, you'll understand what I'm saying. Come along with us as we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. We're closing this morning at about 8:33. It's about a minute from now. A little impromptu time. If you're here with us in the afternoon, of a call of our podcast each day, we do a little impromptu poetry. We think about things going on in our life, and we exit all the strife. Sometimes it seems hard to understand its worth, but we know that God has a reason for us, even when we eat dirt. So don't be frightened or scared. Don't run around being weird. Just be a Jesus freak. We know that your soul has been spirit seared. Amen? Thanks again for joining us. You guys have a great day in the Lord. Hello to my good friends John and Marie. And God bless you guys. Thanks again. God bless you. We close at 8:44 in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.